So now I want to give you your second agent, which we'll call a micro agent. Okay, so if you really want to get serious with AI agents, then get Agent X. But you know, if you don't want to get serious, you just kind of want to get a sense for what these things do, and you want to start small because, you know, I'm like 18 months into doing this, you're just getting started. In that case, I'd suggest you look at tiny agents that automate kind of micro tasks, okay? And so the basic idea here is we want to give our agents skills. And so what I'm going to do is give you a tool called AI Commission Agents, which actually has three different skills that it has. I think there is the ability to connect to GPT. There's the ability to, maybe four skills actually, the ability to visit websites, the ability to search the internet, and the ability to search YouTube as well. And so Agent X actually has over 100 skills, which in themselves are very kind of complicated. Some of them are very simple web search, but they are, you know, there's a lot of scaffolding that goes into them. And but what I'm going to do here is just give you a very simple tool called AI Commission Agents. There's a ton, by the way, of complex agent builders that use wireframes and let you do all types of complicated things. I personally don't think that's necessarily the best direction to go in with these. I think it just introduces additional complexity. And the way I'm approaching it is the whole thing needs to be done via natural language. It needs to be done, you know, as simple as possible for the end user. But you can also just go down the rabbit hole, and there's a lot of other budding nascent kind of AI agent companies which are just starting out, okay? But for now, to keep it simple, I'm going to give you my AI Commission Agent software. You can go in, have a play with that, and start to create your second agent.